The best exercise for your brain is exercise.
The Cottonwood Extension District's Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program is set to kick off again this year. Family and Community Wellness Agent Monique Kerner stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is an 8-week strength training program designed to increase flexibility, strength, and balance in older adults. I'm excited to offer this program again. We'll start August 24th with an orientation class at 10 a.m. at our office at 601 Main. If you haven't heard about our program before, I encourage you to come to the orientation class and just see the exercises, see what we're going to do, meet me, make sure it's going to be a good fit. And then we'll start classes the following week. They'll go for 8 weeks on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 a.m.
Very cool. Why is it so important that classes like this and really just activity in general help keep the body, you know, mind, body, vitality, kind of all that going?
Yeah. So the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it, is so true. So, you know, there are a lot of benefits to staying active as we get older, not only for our physical health, because we start to lose muscle mass as we get older. So strength training helps with that, but also with mental health as well. Just being around other people, just that social aspect, I think, especially after COVID. And, you know, the best exercise for your brain is exercise. So even people with maybe some neurological issues such as dementia or Parkinson's, that can be really good for them as well, to help slow the progression of those diseases by staying active and movement. And then, of course, the social aspect, too. So, yeah.
Very cool. Let's get some nuts and bolts out of the way. If people are interested in signing up or participating, what's the easiest, best way for them to get more information and then to do so?
Yeah, so they can call our office at 785-628-9430, or they can email me at moniquek@ksu.edu. They can call down to our office or email and ask any questions. And of course, you know, if they would like to attend the orientation class, that would be a good way to get their questions answered and see what the program's all about. We always start with warm-up exercises and stretching, and then there are 8 exercises that we can do, and then we finish with some cool-down and breathing exercises. This isn't a no-pain, no-gain kind of thing. You work at your own pace. One of the new things that we have for this class I'm very excited about and want to put a plug in for the Heartland Community Foundation, but they funded weights for our district. So we have our own weight set, so you can use the weights if you want to. Their funding came from the Ellis County Legacy Fund and the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund from the Heartland Community Foundation. So just want to give a shout out to them for the help with getting that weight set. So that way we can just offer that class more often because we have our own weight set, and maybe more classes as well, just because we have enough weights for more than one class. So you can use the weights if you want to. If you don't, if you don't want to use the weights, you don't have to. So, and we've got hand weights and ankle weights. So you can start with 1-pound weights and work your way up as the class progresses. So, and then I'm there to teach all of the classes and answer questions. We have newsletters each week, so we talk about other ways to incorporate healthy living, which not only includes staying active, but also nutrition. And sometimes we'll try some recipes as well. So, yeah, it's a fun time. We tell jokes and have fun. So,
how many people are you looking to sign up?
So that's a great question. My class can be a little bit bigger this time. I can have about 15 to 20 people. However, if I have more than that sign up, I'll look at maybe offering some different times or different days. So I guess if like the Tuesday, Thursday at 10 o'clock doesn't work for your schedule, call and let me know about that. Because that kind of gives me an idea of what times would work better for people, especially if I need to break the group into a couple of classes this time or even offering it in the future. So that would be helpful for me as well if people let me know about that.
Very cool. You know, I'm kind of looking at the reporting from this program in general, not just the Ellis County Local program, but there's some pretty amazing results that seem to come out of this.
There is, yeah. I'm not sure what you're looking at, but when I looked at my very first class, we do pre and post assessments so people can see the gains that they make. And every single person that took it the first time saw gains somewhere. If it wasn't in, you know, the flexibility, it was in the agility or the balance. We work on balance as well. So it was kind of cool to see those and to celebrate with people that they everybody made a gain somewhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, it's not strenuous. You're not lifting 100-pound deadlifts or anything like that. It's appropriate exercise.
Yes, exactly. And I think the best thing is you, even though you're with other people, you can work at your own pace. So if you don't ever start using the weights during the class, that's okay. If you progress from using maybe 1-pound hand weights to 3-pound hand weights, it's totally based on what you feel comfortable with and moving forward at a pace that's right for you. So I think that's awesome. We don't want anybody straining themselves or hurting themselves. You know, we're there to help and encourage them along the way. So.
And it also, I think, matters that everybody can start from a different spot.
Yes.
And be comfortable.
Yes.
Because that's such a hiccup for, I think, so many people when they want to start, you know, I don't know how to word this without sounding bad, but addressing physical health concerns, you know.
Right.
Activity and levels of activity.
Yeah,
things like that.
No one's too inactive to participate in this program. Working at your own pace. We're all there to support each other. It's not a big, huge class, so hopefully it's not intimidating. I know sometimes going to a gym can be intimidating for people. I haven't been trained. Well, I've been trained in Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, of course, and I have some background in health and wellness, but I'm not perfect either. You know, I'm learning along with everybody, but I think it's just a really good, safe environment to maybe start getting active again. So.
Yeah, and no matter where you are on that fitness scale, it's never too late to increase or make it better.
Absolutely. Yeah, wherever you're at, whatever health conditions, you know, you may or may not have, everybody's welcome at this class. So even though it's targeted for older people, if younger people are interested and they just want to have a starting place to start becoming active again, that's okay too. So you know, there's just so many benefits from staying active, and it can also help prevent some of those chronic diseases that's so prevalent in our communities, such as diabetes and high blood pressure, things like that. So, So come join me.
Yeah. So again, that orientation session coming up on August 24th. If people are interested before that, getting signed up again, how do they do so?
Just call our office, 628-9430, or email me at moniqueek@ksu.edu.
Easy enough. Monique, we've got just about a minute or so left. Anything else going on down at the Cottonwood Extension District you want to talk about?
Well, we just finished up the fair, so that was a good time. We had lovely weather for that, so I think that always helps. It was so amazing to see those 4-H kids and showing their animals and talking about their projects. And they learned so many great skills being in 4-H. And so I guess I'd just like to give a plug for that. And so we're just all kind of wrapping up from that and getting fall programming underway. So.